are back. The Gunsmith Show on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock, and The Gunsmith Show, Saturday mornings, 8 to 9, right here. Hey,
our little break from classic rock.
It is. We have another short break from classic rock weekday mornings, 9:30 to 10. It's CZD Live with George and I. We have a lot of fun.
Yes, it is. I tune you guys in.
Yeah.
I get a kick out of you.
And today, by the way, you can shop right now for $100 certificates for Ugly Dog. I love the name. Ugly Dog. In Goodrich. They're trainers, and it has to do with the breed. And there's a couple of different pointers, and this is how they got their start. They raised these dogs, I think, were training them, and people were having them train them. They're really good trainers.
Yeah.
So they do dog training, they do boarding, they do kenneling, they do daycare.
This isn't the place used to be Yellow Dog.
Grooming. It's in Goodrich.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. It's Ugly Dog.
Okay.
They have separate, doggy suites. Each one gets its own individual suite. It's a cool operation.
Wow.
We have $100 certificates. They're $55 a piece. Seize the deal, Flint. You can get them right there right now.
Well, I love Seize the Deal. I use it a lot.
He does. So do
my
I.
My house is full of Seize the Deal stuff. I do as well, yeah. No. My new refrigerator is outstanding. I got the coolest man fridge you've ever seen.
Oh, that's right.
It's the Gladiator model.
Isn't it cool?
It's black diamond plate. I knew you were going to love it. I love that fridge.
It's got the kick plate at the bottom. You can open it.
You push the bottom and the door opens for you. I mean, it's like
you got your arms loaded up with stuff to put in it.
You know, when you got
a couple of cases of beer.
I've even got a brand new bottle of Cabo Wabo in there.
There you go.
You know what that is?
Yeah,
Sammy Hagar's tequila. Oh, it's so good
when it's cold. That's for sure.
It's good anyway. But anyways,
right.
So anyways, what a fridge. I'm very thankful.
So you can get those right now. Seize the Deal, Flint. We link to it at the US 103 website too.
I should do a link on my site to yours.
You should.
I should. That way it's done.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that. See what kind of money's in it for me.
This segment of the show is brought to you by
Reliable Enterprises.
Boy, I got to tell you, these guys, with the weather turning, we were talking about this with Diamond Jims, too, and tires and the potholes and stuff.
Everything's moving right now.
It is. You know? It really is. It's feeling good. So he's getting busy. He's getting calls. You're going to want to get your stuff bid. He specializes. He does all sorts of great stuff inside, too. We've talked about man caves and gun safes and that sort of thing.
His limitations. The man knows his limitations.
I got to tell you, he's got a picture of a beautiful mantle that he did.
Yes,
I saw
that.
With like living edge pine and gorgeous.
I was just watching his videos on Facebook on the deck he just built. That's a rainproof deck over top of a patio.
Yeah.
And perfectly built. I mean, I was looking at it, I thought, this is like a video you would see when you go for your state licensing to see this is how it should
does
be done.
Fantastic work. And the projects that you're thinking about right now, whether it's a pergola or a beautiful deck,
he does
concrete work now too. The stamped patio,
walkways
meandering through your flower beds.
I like patio. I like cement. I've always loved decks because I'm a wood guy.
Yeah.
But now my decks are starting. I got one deck that's getting kind of old.
Yeah.
And I'm watching red squirrels dart underneath it. And I thought, if that was concrete, it wouldn't be happening
right now. Wouldn't have that to worry about, right?
So I'm thinking about having them tear out that and do all cement for me.
Yeah.
So
it's convenient.
It might be the way to go. You can get Jeremy to come out and do your work for you.
Have him come do an estimate.
Yeah, get an estimate.
Bid your
project. Get on the bid list now. 810-429-6957. Remember, you can always link to them right from our website, thegss.com.
It's Reliable Exterior Pros, and the phone number is right there, top, front, and center at the website, too.
Easy to get to.
Reliable Exterior Pros, that's who they are.
And if you missed it, and a lot of people have asked me this question online, they send me a note, shooter@thegss.com, and say, how do I get a hold of Jeremy?
Yeah.
So, and I give it to them. I'll email you right back. So we're going to spend this segment, and Jeremy would enjoy this, compare and contrast the 380 ACP, which is 9x17 millimeter. So this tells you how minute the difference is. 9x17. So it's 9mm by 17mm long to the 9mm Luger, which is 9x19. So we're only talking 2mm. So that is not much. It's about how much. Well, I guess 2mm would have made a difference when President Trump was shot.
Yeah.
It would have made a difference. But anyways, both of them shoot the .355 caliber bullet, which is a 9mm bullet. Very similar to .38 Specials and .357 Magnums. Minute differences. The differences between them is the thickness of a hair, okay? So that's how minute the difference is. So the 380 operates under or at 21,500 PSI, pounds per square inch. So that's the explosion portion that happens in the barrel. So the guns are designed to shoot under at or under that amount of pressure. The 9mm operates much higher at 35,000 PSI. So that's where you can get longer bullet, longer casing, longer, more powder, and the case is actually heavier duty, and it can absorb this the pressure of 35,000 PSI. Now, when you shoot hot 9mm out of handguns, sometimes the brass can erupt because it's so much pressure. And I've 9mm blow up on me more than anything else because I load them to max a lot. And the case ruptures, especially out of small handguns, because it's not closed in a bolt like it would be in a rifle, you know, where you shut your bolt and you don't see the brass at all. When you look at the side of a handgun, a lot, sometimes you can even see that little spot of brass in there next to the ejector. You can see a tiny bit of the shell in there when you look in the side of a semi-automatic handgun. And you get an eruption right there where the brass blows out. You'll get a little shrapnel. That's why there's walls between us at the handgun ranges, because when this stuff happens, little shrapnels come out, and they can hurt. They can make you bleed. They can burn. So you want to be careful. You don't want to, you don't, and people have said, well, can't you put a 9mm short, which is a 380 ACP, in a 9mm Luger? No, they don't interchange well at all. Nor you can't do it the other way either, because they will not fit. The 9mm will not fit in a 380. Now, and you just don't want to do it. You know, it's like mixing apples and oranges. You don't do it. So there's certainly a power difference between these two. And with the larger bullets that you can get in 9mm, meaning heavier bullets, longer, you can go all the way up to a 147 grain bullet in a 9mm. Where in a 380, most of the time we're dealing with up to a 100 grain bullet. So 60 grain to 100 grain bullet is where we load. I usually don't go over 100 because the bullets are going so slow you can almost watch them fly. Those are not the type of bullets you would want to use for self-defense. They are fairly mild, meaning, yeah, they hit a lot harder than a 22 long rifle. They're more powerful. They're better than a 25 ACP. They're better than a 32 ACP, but they are not man stoppers. Okay. So that's where USCCA gets their way of saying it's just not adequate, you know, for that hopped up crackhead coming at you going bonkers. But with the right ammo, it can make all the difference. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. So, getting into the popular double stacked high capacity lines with those 9mm, you have a lot of firepower in the gun. You're talking powerful rounds and 16 or 17 or 18 rounds of capacity, or even more. A lot of the, like the P320s in the SIG line, you got 21 round magazines. So, it's amazing firepower. But with these 380s, you're not going to hold as much. You know, we talked last segment, up to like 16 rounds is about your max. But your felt recoil is going to be less. So the gun's going to be easier to control. Your first shot, your second shot, your third shot. A lot of times with 380, I'm cloverleafing that gun, because meaning my target is one hole that has four circles on it if I'm shooting four rounds. That 380 is that accurate. I'm only shooting 12 yards, you know, 20, you know, we're not talking much. We're 36 feet. That's about the limit of where I would think that I would need to shoot, the maximum limit. More often, I'm shooting at 9 feet, which is realistic for shooting a 380 and protecting yourself. And you can work closer than that, but that's as close as I do at the range. Now, you'll certainly, shooting a 380 compared to 9mm, to me, with the right size gun, you will have less flinching. You'll have better shot control. You'll have more confidence because the gun doesn't kick bad at all. And they work good with good ammo. Now, when you get into the high-end ammo, the stuff that really, really makes a difference, and that's what I want to talk about right now, is your self-defense ammo that is very, very energy efficient. So it's got a small, light, usually all copper projectile that has got enough energy behind it and staying under those pressures needed to not blow the gun up, but amazing downrange energy. A company that started this years ago, and we've had them on the show numerous times, Liberty Ammo. I carry Liberty Ammo in my 380, and I'm telling you what, you can shoot a watermelon with it and vaporize them. The energy dispersed when it hits that hydrostatic pressure that just blows, or hydrostatic pressure just blows things up. Shoot a pop can full of pop and the can is disintegrated. Amazing power out of those 380s. Now, Pilgrim and Liberty are both like that. There are other brands out there. Some of the ones have the Raptor bullets. Those are good as well. Underwood makes one. Then they're really clear about how much energy they have. The Underwood Extreme Defender. It's a plus P round, so it's maximum pressure. 68 grain bullet hitting with 296 foot-pounds of energy. That's basically equal to the one from Liberty. And very powerful rounds. Good stuff to shoot. They are expensive. You're going to spend about $1.50 a round on them. So they're not. You're not going to go to the range and want to blow through boxes of this stuff. But you will want to have them loaded in your magazine and have them ready for self-defense. Now, Buffalo also makes a 380, an 80 grain, hitting with 289 foot-pounds of energy. And to see the difference, when you start comparing 380 ammo, and then you get into like what we're used to carrying, like what a lot of police officers carry in their 9mm, are HydroShocks. Very, very common. I've got lots of HydroShocks. I've bought them for years. They're good rounds. They always work. HydroShocks, the design of the bullet is designed to mushroom perfectly and do what it's supposed to do. But 380s, to me, don't mushroom very good because they're going so slow. So when you get into these higher rounds with these very high energy rounds with these hollow point bullets that are designed all copper, they expand about the size of a nickel wide, and they do that 12-inch path of destruction into a target that is very effective for home defense. Now, the milder ones are tough. You're only talking 160 foot-pounds of energy or 180 foot-pounds of energy, so you can get twice as much energy out of the better rounds. You just got to buy them and keep them in your gun, okay? So in practice with them when you can. When you can afford to, shoot a box of your gun so you know just what they can do. You'll respect the gun more if you shoot it, and you'll enjoy it more. Remember, you can email me. Give me what you think. Shooter@thegss.com.
We got more coming. I suspect we'll be talking about Williams Gun Sight Company next.
And 380s that are and available there.
Sort of figured that might be the theme.
I led you right down that
there
path.
There it is. It's coming up here on the Gunsmith Show on US 103.1. You're home for Ultimate Classic Rock. Back after this.